At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a sh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. Register there for my free instructional videos that go out on a weekly basis and find out information about golf lessons from me at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona, all at HaneyUniversity.com. You can check out some other great deals that are on there too if you're looking for some great golf products, teaching aids, things like that. So that's where you can go. All right, the Sony Open in Hawaii. I want to do a little recap on that. Once again, proving how difficult it is to win on the PGA Tour. One of the things I just absolutely love when they say that, and there's a couple different ways you can look at it. You can say, yep, it's hard to win on the tour because there's so many great players. The fields are so deep. Even though you didn't know anybody that was playing. Actually, I did know somebody that was playing. I knew Jordan Spieth, and he was leading after one round. But he missed a cut. I knew Matt Kuchar, but his best days are kind of behind him. But he still managed to finish seventh. He always seems to play good at the Hawaiian Open. Who else did I know in this tournament? I'm going down the whole list. I'm trying to find some. Adam Scott I knew. He finished 21st. He had a nice tournament. I knew Stuart Sink. He finished 21st, but he's, you know, ready for the Champions Tour. Who else did I know here? I'm going down. You know what? There's players whose names I've seen before, but I'm talking about, let's go notable players. Hideki Matsuyama. He shot 71 the last round. He finished tied for 48th. Absolutely beyond me. Why he didn't take that LIV money. Anyway, that's another subject. I'm sure he has a reason. But boy, if they offered him anything like they were talking about, and he's not going to win 100 times on the PGA Tour. He's not, forget 100. I mean, he's not, Tiger only won 82. I mean, he's not going to win 30 times on the PGA Tour. Well, take the money and run. You got neck problems, this and that. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, okay. Two players I've – no. Jordan Spieth missed a cut after leading. This field was, you know, Gary Woodland, you know, won the U.S. Open. So I got to, you know, certainly have to say I know him, missed a cut. Webb Simpson won the U.S. Open. I know him, missed a cut. This Keegan Bradley won the PGA. I know him, missed a cut. Billy Horschel. I know him. Well, everybody should know him. My God, it's Billy Ho. That field was awful. You know, which made me think. I would, you know what? They're all good players. PGA Tour, LIV Golf, whatever. They're all good. I mean, they all hit great shots. I want to watch either up-and-comers, okay? Somebody that you can look at and you can say, wow, that guy is an awesome young player, and I can't wait to watch his career and see what he can do. Okay, on that list, how many guys are really on that list? I'm going to get to the winner of this tournament here in a second, Siwoo Kim, because that was a nice win, and I like Siwoo Kim. But of the list of players that you kind of want to watch and look and think, okay, this kid could be really good. How good is this kid going to be? Okay, who's on that list? Well, number one is Tom Kim. That's it. The South Korean. He missed a cut. But he's on that list. Then you look at players that you think, you know what? This guy's a great player. He's won majors. He's won the meaningful tournaments, and you know I always like to watch him play. And you know on that list, you got Jordan Spieth, you got Hideki Matsuyama. You know, I mean Adam Scott. You know, Adam Scott's a good story because I like to watch Adam Scott putt now because I can't believe how much he's improved with his putting. It's absolutely unbelievable that somebody who has been just a way, way below average putter on the PGA Tour. I always say he putted good enough to win one tournament, one major tournament in his career, and that was the Masters when he won there. That was the only tournament he putted good enough to win. And last year, he finished for putting. Absolutely incredible statistic. He finished, what did he finish last year? I thought he finished like top 10 or something in putting, which was like crazy, just like ridiculous. But he's putted so much better since he had that lab putter. He's an incredible story with the putter. So I you know, and he putts with the pin in, and he's got the long putter, but he doesn't brace it. And I like to watch him and see what he's doing because you know I think ahead and I think to you know what, if he could make some putts, he has hit it good enough to win some of the you know some more tournaments, some more majors. Now he's had a nice career. There's no two ways about that. But he's putted not well enough to win as many as he could have, would have, should have. So if he keeps putting, you know, like he's had this improvement with his putting, if he keeps doing that, that's a nice little story to watch. And then you look, you see, here's this guy, Hayden Buckley. He finished second. He's got kind of a weird takeaway. Like, that's something that he picks the club up, and then he starts his swing. Totally unorthodox. That's a takeaway I've actually shown people before, because the number one mistake that people make, amateur golfers, is they roll the club too much to the inside in the takeaway. And that Hayden Buckley takeaway where he picks it straight up and then he starts to swing and starts to turn, that's like the anti-drag-it-too-low-inside swing. I loved watching that. That was fun to watch. But you know what? I must have been in the minority because I saw a little something on Twitter and it said that the ratings were down 38%. And this is coming off last week when the ratings were down like 22%. Of course, I know they don't miss any of these guys that went to the LIV because nobody wants to watch. Well, I do, but actually nobody wants to watch players that maybe they know or players that maybe they've seen before, players that they have kind of followed over the years. Nobody cares about that. All anybody wants to do is watch all this fresh, young, new talent. Where is all this fresh, young, new talent? I guess I don't know who it is because I don't know who these players are. Hayden Buckley, David Lipsky, Andrew Putnam, Ben Taylor, Nick Lashley, Nick Taylor. These are all guys that finished top 10. Then you got Nico Ikavia or something. Viria, I don't know. Andrew Novak. There's J.J. Spahn again. Remember last week I watched J.J. Spahn and Paul Azinger said that he was his new favorite putter on the PGA Tour because he just had the most phenomenal stroke. And, you know, that makes me want to just look at this and let me see where did he finish? Where did J.J. Spahn finish on putting this week? I don't wonder if Paul Azinger just like raves about his putting stroke. How did he do this week? Ooh. 55th on putting for the week. Well, that's not very good. Well, you know, maybe you should revise that a little bit, you know. You know what? You want to watch somebody putt good? Go over to Live Golf and watch Cameron Smith putt good. And that guy can really putt. J.J. Spahn? Yeah, not so much. But how hard is it to win on the PGA Tour? Well, Siwoo Kim shot 262. Yeah, last year it was harder to win, I guess, at the Sony Open because Hideki Matsuyama shot 257. You never know. The course, the rough, maybe was deeper this year. Maybe there's a little more wind blown, whatever. Cameron Smith shot 269, you know, 3 years ago. But do you go back to Justin Thomas in 2017? He shot 253. That's 9 shots better than what Siwoo Kim shot. And I'll go all the way back. I remember this tournament. I used to go to this tournament. I love the Hornet. Mark O'Meara won this tournament. 1985 was a back-to-back. I'll never forget it. He won the AT&T Pebble Beach, which he won like 5 times. It used to be called the Bing Crosby. He won it 5 times. Amazing. 5 times he won that tournament. And that was a great tournament back in the day. Tough courses. Obviously, they still play the same courses, but, well, actually, not exactly. They used to play, you know, they play Spanish Bay now, but they didn't always play Spanish Bay. It was even tougher back in the day when they played the real tough ones. But put the Spanish Bay in, it got a laser. But anyway, Mark won that in 85. Then he went over to Hawaiian Open. He won back-to-back, won there. I'll never forget that. He shot 267, played tough back then. They said, I've been watching the Hawaiian Open for years and years and years. Usually comes down to the last hole. That's where it comes up. Par 5, reachable par 5. Siwoo Kim finishes birdie. I like watching Siwoo Kim. I like him. He's an emotional player. People talk about his attitude. You know, he's a little emotional. If he could control his emotions better, you know what? There's something to be said for that. But let me, you know, when I look at your technique. I look at your statistics. I look at that. Siwoo Kim, last year he finished 177th in putting. This year so far he's played in like 5-6 events. He's 175th in putting. Year before, he was, 145th in putting. Year before, he was 120. He's not a good putter. That's the bottom line. He's not a good putter. Ball striking, 38th. last year. He's doing better this year. 14th. He's beating his percentage because in 2021 he was 44th, and in 2020 he was 67th. You see, all these, when you've been going for this long and you kind of just have the same swing and you don't change it, and you just, your statistics kind of tend to stay kind of similar. They kind of stay about the same. And this year he's overachieving on the ball striking. Matter of fact, he finished number one for the week, strokes gained tee to green. He gained 11.7 strokes on the field, tee to green. Finished 38th in putting. You don't see that very often. You know, I always say, and the winning formula is top 10 ball striking, top 10 putting. But Siwoo Kim finished first in ball striking, 38th in putting. You won't see that too many times this year. I'll go through these statistics, you know, after all these tournaments, and it's 80% of the time. Top 10 ball striking, top 10 putting. And that'll be the difference. Hayden Buckley finished sixth tee to green, so he was beat by 4.5 shots from tee to green by Siwoo Kim, and that was the difference in the tournament. Hayden Buckley putted a little bit better. He finished 13th, but he lost by 4.5 shots tee to green, and he won by three and a half shots on the putting green, and he lost by a shot in the tournament. And there you go. And that's kind of how it works out every single tournament you look at. But the point is, Siwoo Kim, this was his fourth career win on the PGA Tour. He won Wyndham, he won the Players, he won the Hawaiian, he won Sony, he won somewhere else. That year he won the Players. He played in 30 events. He had 11 miscuts and 6 WDs. How about that? Last year, he played in 24 events, had 5 miscuts, 2 WDs, had 1 top 10 finish. This year, so far, it's a wraparound season. He's got a top 10 at the Shriners. He finished 45th at Zozo. That's a limited field event. 45th. He finished 52nd at the CJ Cup, another limited field event. Finished tied for 35th at Houston. Not much of a field there either. But yet he just shows up sometimes and he wins. 64-64 the last two rounds will kind of help you do that. Great round. But what do you think about this? Is this a bad trend? I mean, you know, it's Hawaii. Everybody likes to watch in Hawaii. Of course, it is, you know, football playoff weekend. But still, it is every year. And then when it's prime time, too, on these tournaments in Hawaii, the Sony and then the Century Tournament Champions the week before. But yet the ratings were down 22% and then 38%. That's a big decline. Is that because of the field? Is that because there's so much golf to watch now? But not really right now, because LIV Golf isn't even going on. But I was kind of thinking to myself, everybody who's a big golf fan is going to watch only so much golf. You know, I mean, you could have PGA Tour, LIV Golf Tour. You could have another tour. Throw in another one. You throw in two more, whatever you want. If you had two tours, it doesn't double your amount of golf watching. If you have three tours, it doesn't triple your amount of golf watching. Like, people are only going to watch so much golf. I wonder if the rating going down is because it's kind of dividing up the amount of golf watching time into two now. You know, for the year, or is it because the field was not good? It's probably a combo. It's probably a little bit of everything. But to think you can take all those better known players and you can say whatever you want. This guy's not good. Oh, glad we got rid of this guy. He's got the bad attitude. Glad this guy went to LIV Golf. He was a jerk. But Koepka, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson, Cameron Smith, you know, Sergio Garcia, You just Phil Mickelson. You just take all these guys away. These guys are guys people know. And you think that you're going to have ratings because you have fresh young talent you brought in from the Corn Fairy? What the hell is the Corn Fairy? That's just, I mean, it doesn't even sound real anyways. So I think this is an issue. I think it just boils down to the fact that there's too many golf tournaments. The season is too long. And you have to have people itching to watch it. And when you think about all the golf that's been on, okay, and I understand the PGA Tour stopped, but you know what? People watch that match. People watch that that PNC, you know, parent-child tournament that Tiger was on. They watched the match that Tiger was on. And, you know, maybe they got a little watching golf fix, and now they're focused in on football. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how they can maintain the purses on the PGA Tour when, you know, because they got a big up in purses. They up these are like $200 million or something. They bump these purses up. How are they going to maintain that when the sponsors start saying, hey, the ratings are down 38%. Why is it costing me this much again? And you know what? I don't think I want to pay that much. Because if that continues, that's what's going to happen. So you know what's going to have to happen? Fewer tournaments so that you got more demand, because there's you cut out 10 tournaments, you got 10 sponsors that, you know, to some extent are going to wish they were still in. Somebody is. And that's going to bid up the other tournaments, even though the ratings aren't as good. You want in, this is what it costs. And there's only a certain amount of spots. And that kind of looks like where it's going to me. That's where it's going. And you know what? That's where people have said it should go for a long, long time. So I don't think that's necessarily going to be a bad thing. But to have these tournaments, like, keep going on, you know, with this kind of field, I mean, that is not good.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Now, they got a good field next week at the Bob, I call it the Bob Hope, you know, because that's what it, because that's what it is, the Bob Hope. But you know, it's not really the Bob Hope. It's the whatever American Express, or you know, I can't keep track of what they're calling these things now. I always call it by the name of what it used to be. But next week, it's the American Express, and that's from the desert from La Quinta, and that was always a fun one to watch too. You know, they kind of got rid of all those pro-ams, you know, the pro-am with all the, you know, they still got the one. They got the Pebble Beach pro-am, although there's not many hams in it. It's just mostly rich guys that pay money to play at the AT&T Pebble Beach, and then they, you know, donate all that money to charity. But we'll see what happens next. They got a good field there. They got a, you know, considering it's not an elevated tournament, they got a good field at, you know, the desert and for the American Express. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what the ratings are like. But this is not trending good. I mean, they can sugarcoat it all they want. It's not trending good. I don't know. I don't know what's, I think it's everything coming together. LIV Golf, big names being gone, competition now. You can, you know, a lot of people are streaming now, so maybe the ratings are better than what they say because they're counting them a different way. I don't know. Elevated events versus non-elevated events, you know, but you know what a big thing is? No Tiger. That's a big thing. And the guys that are filling the gap for Tiger, they're not filling, nobody's filling the gap for Tiger. It's not happening. That's why they need to come up with better, innovative ways to sell this whole thing. That match was fun to watch. The match. Tiger, Rory, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas. Now, would it have been as good if Tiger didn't play? No, obviously not. That PNC was phenomenal to watch. I liked all the interviews. I liked the watching the kids play. I was it. Now, would it have been as good without that? No, absolutely not. So that's kind of what it boils down to. But more things like that might be the future. You never know. This is going to be an interesting year on the PGA Tour and with in golf in general with the LIV Golf. Can't wait to see how it all unfolds. But the first 2 weeks. Little rough start on the television ratings for the PGA Tour. Little rough start for sure. All right, hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. Go to Voodoo Pain Relief Cream to get your Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. Free 2-week supply. You can get it there if you've got the arthritis pain. It will help you out, absolutely. I promise you. You will love the way this product works. So you can go to voodoopainrelief.com. And right there on the front page, you can find out the information there. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Any Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.